Hey beautiful souls! Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of hope, inspiration, and real talk about navigating life with depression. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host, and let me tell you, today's episode is going to be a game changer. We're diving deep into the world of negative self-talk, that pesky inner critic who loves to rain on your parade. Ever feel like your brain is a broken record player stuck on you're not good enough, or what are you even doing with your life? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We're here to silence that negativity and unleash the amazingness within. First things first, let's get real about negative self-talk. It's like that annoying roommate who never cleans up after themselves and constantly throws shade. Except this roommate lives in your head. It can show up as harsh criticism, doubts, fears, and even comparisons to others. You know those thoughts that pop up right before a big presentation or when you're trying to be bold and step outside your comfort zone? Yeah, those are often fueled by our inner critic. But here's the amazing thing. Just like any other bad habit, we can learn to break free from the grip of negative self-talk. It takes conscious effort and practice, but trust me, it's worth it. So, buckle up because I'm about to share 5 powerful takeaways that will help you silence that inner critic for good. Number 1. Awareness is key. You can't change what you don't recognize, right? Start paying attention to those negative thoughts. Notice when they pop up, what triggers them, and how they make you feel. Think of it like becoming a detective in your own mind, observing the patterns and learning about your inner critic's tactics. Number 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept every negative thought as truth. Question them. Ask yourself if there's evidence to support them or if they're based on fear or past experiences. Remember, our brains are wired to protect us, so sometimes those negative thoughts are just trying to keep us safe, even if it means holding us back. Number 3. Reframe your perspective. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try to find the silver lining. Even in challenging situations, there's often something positive to be learned or appreciated. Look for opportunities for growth and remind yourself that you're capable of overcoming obstacles. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone makes mistakes and has imperfections. It's part of being human. Don't let your inner critic make you feel like you're not enough. Number 5. Focus on your strengths. Make a list of all the amazing things about yourself, your talents, skills, qualities, and accomplishments. Celebrate those wins, big and small. When you focus on your strengths, you naturally start to silence the negativity that tries to overshadow them. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're giving a presentation at work, your heart is pounding like a drum solo, and suddenly, that inner critic pipes up. What if you mess up? What if everyone thinks you're incompetent? Sound familiar? We've all been there. Those thoughts can make our knees weak and our voices tremble. But what if instead of letting fear take over, you used your strengths to rock that presentation? You could remind yourself, I'm well prepared, I have valuable insights to share, and even if things don't go perfectly, I'll learn from it. See the difference? By acknowledging those negative thoughts but choosing to focus on your strengths and abilities, you can turn fear into fuel. So, remember, beautiful souls, overcoming negative self-talk is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every victory, big or small, and never stop believing in your incredible power to create a life filled with joy, purpose, and confidence. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you've learned to silence your inner critic? Share your tips and triumphs in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Surviving and Thriving in Depression for daily doses of hope, inspiration, and real talk about navigating life with depression. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.